And Barbara, I don't know, because we never did have anything like that.
Well, do you ever hear of a kitchen closet or a pantry?
Pantry is a familiar term for it here.
Uh-huh. You never had one, though?
We didn't. Uh-uh. We never had a pantry.
And do you ever hear of different names for porches or different kinds of porches?
Oh, gallery, I believe, was one of my granddaddy's other names for the porch. The gallery, go out on the front gallery or the back gallery.
The gallery was just any kind of porch?
Yeah, for him it was, or for us. I mean, that's about the only person I ever remember using that term.
Is that a term that you would use?
No, I probably never would. It would always be a porch as far as I'm concerned.
And what about living room? Any other names for living room?
Parlor. And you know, back when we were all coming up, you didn't use it. It wasn't a living room in the sense that you lived in it. It was that room set aside for company.
Did y'all have a parlor?
Oh yeah, yes sir. That original living room over here was never used for anything until the girls got big enough to court, and then they courted in there. It had the nicest furniture in our house, and it had a rug and all the goodies, you know. But that it was strictly was a parlor. It wasn't a room that you lived in at all.
And in a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have?
Barbara, I'm not too familiar with that because in this area, right here where we live, there's very few two-story houses built. Oh, of course, you'd have your stairway in the ones that I've seen. And the interesting thing down in Louisiana, I got curious about the Cajun country, and their stairways was always on the outside. And I found it just most interesting to see the difference in the way they built their homes and whatnot.
When were you down in Louisiana?
We went down there. I read this article in this little Gulf Travel magazine. And about the time they came out with an article on the Cajun country, well, this one of the farm publications that we get came out with one on the same article, same area, New Iberia, and on over to the Evangeline country, back down through there. That we went down there.
St. Martinville?
Mm-hmm. Went to St. Martinville, happened to be down there on Mardi Gras Day, and everything closed up. We were down there this February, be 2 years ago. But now that's the way I like to go. Just read about something and go see it.
Did you see the Mardi Gras processions?
We saw one small one. Now we were familiar with Mardi Gras because Mobile has it and both my sisters live there. And we were very familiar with Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. So we really didn't even go downtown New Orleans. We went right on across the bridge and right on down to, because I only had 3 days to spend down there. I just enjoyed every minute of it. We just didn't have enough time.
Say on a porch, to get from the porch to the ground, you would have?
Steps.
And did y'all have a fireplace?
Mm-hmm. And growing up, we had a fireplace.
The thing that the smoke goes up through is called?
The chimney.
What about the open place on the floor in front of
the hearth? Was what we called it, and you used a white chalk to whitewash that hearth. You didn't use a paint. Nobody had paint, but you went to the gully. So many things I found out that I had forgotten about. I hadn't thought about going to Chalk Gully and... What it is, it was a deposit of chalk, literally chalk, over there near where we lived. That's where everybody went with their axes, because you couldn't dig it with a shovel. It's knit too tightly together. And you go to the chalk gully and cut you out some lumps of that chalk. And then you bring it home and put it in a can, mix a little water with it, and you took a rag, and it was just snow white, and you take it and put it on your fireplace down there, you know, to whitewash it, what they call whitewashing. And then you whitewash the front of your fire dogs.